we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely fantastic, snowing Thursday, February 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate that. We've got so much breaking news happening politically in the state of Michigan. Breaking story yesterday from the Gateway Pundit, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, MERS News Service, Lansing State Journal, MLive, Gongware, every place I go, this story is front page. And I find it interesting that the theme of all the, I call it corporate fake news, corporate media folks, Craig Marger's Detroit News story, the Free Press, MLive even, I couldn't believe how similar they were in their stories, in their reporting, their unbiased reporting of the breaking news. It's almost as if Ronna Romney, the outgoing chair of the RNC, who's going to be exposed in the pending lawsuit about her involvement in the illegal trust that the headquarter building in Lansing, 520 Seymour Street in Lansing, was transferred to illegally into a trust, and the board members of the trust of the LLC are former chairs of the Michigan Republican Party. Christina Cramo filed a lawsuit back in December that triggered all this. This whole thing, folks, comes down to very simple. Christina Cramo connected the dots with, I'm sure, the help of her attorney, Daniel Hartman, Joe Studebaker, who we've had on this show. Christina's been on the show. We know exactly where this all started. When she wanted to sell the building to pay off the debts that Ron Weiser left her with, they freaked out. They did not want that building sold. It's clearly obvious. Pete Hoekstra sent out a mailer to everybody inviting us to these Michigan Republican Party presidential primary dinners. I guess one, I don't know, is held on the 25th on Sunday. Another one's going to be held on Monday, the 26th of February. And what do they have as an address for this Michigan Republican Party? 520 Seymour, Lansing, Michigan. You see, the lawsuit's going to trigger discovery. Discovery will lead to depositions. In this whole house of cards that the Good Old Boys Club has been running for decades in Lansing is going to come crashing down. And they are deathly, deathly afraid of it getting out there. Kickbacks to the Good Old Boys coming from our donations. Well, it's being exposed and they don't like it. I have the full story after this break. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. First of all, I want to thank Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig making arrangements for us to be able to hold a meeting there at the Iron Pig talking about Otsego County. Great, I think, very productive meeting. we had the Otsego County Republican Party chairwoman, Christy Sorter. She was there. A couple of commissioners were there. A couple of people thinking about running for county commissioner. And I really want to thank Mike and Tammy Kamishak for showing up, attending the meeting. New people to politics here in Northern Michigan, met them at the class in St. Ignace. They came to the meeting. Vicki and I had our Valentine's dinner there after we picked up 8 water jugs, storage, I guess you would call them almost dispensers, because they have a spigot on them. We greatly appreciate Dunham's there in Sheboygan. We've got 8 of those, 7 gallons each. Took them over to MAGA Water. Got to meet John and Jamie Davis. Great people, great patriots. Longtime family history up here in Northern Michigan. We're going to talk to John about it today. But, man, filled up the water. Got on I-75, zoomed down to Gaylord, had a great meeting, great meal, and then headed home last night. Very productive. So again, thank you, Mike and Tammy, and everybody else that showed up. Henry, Dana, Ian, Stephanie Jacobson. Long time, hadn't seen her in a while. So yes, both Henry III, Henry IV Masons were there. Great, great, great conversation. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to fix Otsego County. Definitely. RNC. Now, this come out last night by Patty McMurray, patriot friend. She's been on the show before. Valentine's Day at 5 p.m. About the time we were zooming down I-75 to get to the meeting, she came out with this breaking story. RNC makes decision on the Michigan Republican Party chair. Former Trump ambassador Pete Hoekstra is official chair. That was the headline. Now, this is interesting, because in the process, you have to understand this is a situation where this is tied up in court. This is in a court right here in the state of Michigan. And in my opinion, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, has no jurisdiction over our state party. Just like the state party has no jurisdiction over your county parties. There is, the way this is structured, folks, if you read the laws, the bylaws, the charters, this is set up this way for a specific reason. RNC is responsible for national elections. What's the only national election we got going on? National. Countrywide. This year, of course, presidential. It's a presidential year. Big turnout. Lots of votes. Lots of votes are going to be happening. Well, guess what? They are responsible for the RNC as a whole, which is all the states coming together with a Republican National Committee man, woman, and the chair of the party. The chair of each state party has a vote. Well, at their winter meetings in Las Vegas, they didn't credential Christina Caramo or Pete Hoekstra. But supposedly now they made a decision on one of the most hotly contested state Republican chair seats in America. 5 o'clock yesterday, Patty reported, only moments ago, it was announced that former Trump ambassador to the Netherlands and former U.S. House Intelligence Chair, U.S. Congressman Pete Hoekstra, will be officially recognized as the GOP chair in Michigan. Christina Caramo, the popular conservative activist who was elected by the Republican delegates during a Michigan GOP conference back in February of 2023, has been replaced. after it was determined by the RNC that the proper bylaws were in fact followed to remove her on January 6th. In a 40-6 vote by a group of 71 state committee members, roughly 25 of them were proxies and didn't take place in the vote. 40 people. 40 people can vote to remove the chair of the party. According to the RNC, that's what they're basically saying. Even though she got over 1,100 some votes at a state convention by duly elected precinct delegates from across the entire state of Michigan, not the 107 members of the state committee, by all the delegates from across the state in all 83 counties attending a state convention, gets over 1,100 votes to be the chair, and 40 people can take her out. Kind of interesting, because she files the lawsuit on December 8th regarding 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing, across from the Capitol. And then January 6th. Yes, another January 6th that will go down in history. They held a meeting and 40 people voted her out. Does that even sound right to you? Doesn't to me. In addition to the vote to remove Caramo, they also removed the attorney, Daniel Hartman, and they also removed the executive director, James Copas, and a fundraiser, unofficial mouthpiece of Robert Owens. After a month-long battle in the state of Michigan for control of the flailing MIGOP, Pete Hoekstra was endorsed to be the chair of the Republican Party of the state by President Trump. Then they show a picture of Hoekstra in a suit on Donald Trump's private jet sharing some McDonald's. Donald Trump, kind of cute. He flips his red silk tie over his left shoulder. Doesn't want to get anything on the tie. You can get it on the shirt. But see, when you're done eating, then you just drop the tie back down and it covers up the ketchup or whatever it is you spilled on your shirt. You don't get it on the tie. You never, ever, ever get anything on a red silk tie. The decision was made following a conference call just 3 days ago, February 12th. Lawyers representing Pete Hoekstra and Christina Caramo pled their cases to, I guess, somebody at the RNC. President Trump is currently ahead in the polls here in Michigan. He won our state in 2016. He was the first Republican presidential candidate to win Michigan since Ronald Reagan. Now, this is one of the polls that they are looking at. Channel 4, WDIV out of Detroit, along with the Detroit News, the communist Detroit News, polled the survey of 600 likely general election voters in Michigan, showing that President Trump is getting 47% of the vote, Biden's at 39%. Right now, with all his criminal charges and all the cases ongoing against him, he's leading Biden by 8 points in Michigan. 8 points. However, if you add them together, 47 and 39, it's 86. What about the other 14%? The lead is only 8. 14%? Who's going to get that vote? Is that going to go to the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Is that going to be split equally among the three of them? Is it going to go all to Trump, all to Biden, all to Kennedy? We don't know. But it doesn't really matter because not everybody who's, and I don't even understand how somebody can be undecided at this point. Really? Day after Valentine's Day. Winter's coming back a little bit. We're getting some light snow up here. Got about 2 inches overnight. Looking forward to the snow tires, ice tires, doing their job on my car today in my travels. But does it really matter? And again, how can you at this point, after this many years of Biden being the occupant of the Oval Office, with all the chaos that's going on around the world because of his failed leadership, you're undecided? Really? Well, getting back to the story, unfortunately, Republican Chair Christina Crammel has been unable to raise money. Yeah, you know why? Because Monday after the state convention back in February of last year, everybody, all the media, even a couple of talk show hosts here in the state of Michigan, said that's it. The Republican Party is doomed. She can't raise any money. This is going to be a total failure heading into the biggest election year of our lifetime. And this woman's not going to be able to raise any money. That was the talking points in every single newspaper, TV station reporting, even some radio talk show hosts. If they didn't say it on the air, they thought it. I have the text messages. Well, the story goes on to say that it's necessary to raise funds to win races, which she promised while campaigning for the position. However, the lack of fundraising has left Michigan, which has a very good chance to win the state again for Trump and to win back majorities in the state's House of Representatives, because every state rep is on the ballot this year, no senators, and we may even be able to flip the U.S. Senate if we can win this Senate race away from Elisa Slotkin. We could flip that and be able to do it with basically no money. You see, what the establishment rhinos are afraid of, folks, is we are educating voters. We have this 9/11/11 card. I'm going to be bringing it with me tonight, sharing it with some of the folks downstate. 10,000 of them are coming here to the radio station today. Unfortunately, it's going to be probably after I have to leave to get downstate in time. So I won't be able to bring them with me. But I'm bringing the artwork, the graphic on it. And guess what? We're getting the word out. We're educating people. We're getting them to think about our country and the state that we're in. I'm going to continue this story on the other side. In my opinion, the RNC has no jurisdiction over our state party. Bottom of the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.